So we've looked at Psalm 1, we've looked at what we shouldn't do, and then what we should do, whom we shouldn't associate with, and what we should meditate on, which is the Word of God. Now verse 3 gives us the result of doing those two, what we shun and what we embrace, will give us this result. Verse 3, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. There are four things I want you to note about this verse, that when we shun the wrong company and we embrace the Word of God, then the first thing is that we will be like a tree that is planted by the waters. So God has a way of planting us, and he plants us when his word is planted in our hearts. If we spend time in his word, receiving his word as seed in our lives, then his word becomes our planting. So when we read his word, we study his word, we meditate his word, we speak his word, and we do his word, we will be planted. And may the Lord plant you and establish you by waters, rivers of waters. The second thing I want you to pay attention to is that the leaves do not wither. So the trees by the rivers, but the leaves do not wither. That means the leaves are always fresh. Leaves there in the Bible usually speak of activities, that you always do something new and something fresh and something novel will come out of you. So in a year of fruitfulness, you want to be able to come up with fresh ideas. You want to be able to come up with fresh concepts. You want every day to be new to you. You want God to be able to guide you every day with something fresh and something exciting and something significant. And you do that when you pay attention to his word. He will plant you and he will always manifest some positive activity work through you. Then the third thing you see is the fruit. The fruit is what you begin to manifest, what you begin to produce. That's what fruitfulness is. And it says that the fruit will be seen in its season. And that's very important because fruits don't show up just any time. You don't plant something today and then it fruits tomorrow. There is a time. There is a waiting period. There is a time of trusting God. And when you trust God, there will be manifestation of fruit. So in this year, although it's a fruitful year, we are not saying that just tomorrow everything works out for you. There is a planting, there is a leafing, and there is a fruiting. And the fourth, which is very important, and ties up everything, whatever he does shall prosper. Do you think you'll get to the point where everything you do works? Everything. Can you imagine it? When you're living your life and whatever you do prospers. Every idea you work with produces fruit. Everything you touch is blessed. Everything works for you. That is the place God wants us to get to, where whatever we do prospers. But for us to get there, we have to take some things away from our lives, and then we have to put something into our life. And when that happens, God starts a process where whatever we do prospers. I'm desiring that you get to that point in your life where whatever you do prospers. And may the Lord bring you to the point where everything about you prospers. Your home prospers, your business prospers, your finances prosper, your health prospers, and your life is complete in Christ. That is where God wants us to be. Let's share a word of prayer together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, make me fruitful this year. Prosper the ideas you give me and prosper the work of my hands. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'll catch you again tomorrow. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.